On voit là pour le point de presse.
Yeah, I've watched him a bit, but obviously, you know, it's tough to evaluate on the few shifts, and you know, he's playing a role and learning the NHL. So, my evaluation, I'm just cheering for the guys when they go up there. Try to obviously look at them, but not overthinking it. Let Claude and Mark do their job.
But when you were watching him, and the possibility was that he'd be back here, did something sort of come off in your head that's like, if he gets here?
Well, now we need to coach him and work with him. You know, you have to remember, he's coming out of college, guys. He's coming out of college as a 20-year-old. He's not coming out of college as a 25-year-old, and you know, he's still learning the pro game. He had one game before this year, got hurt in camp. I think it was great for him to go up in the NHL and feel and give him that experience and be around Gallagher and Dano and Thompson and those guys for him to, yeah, there's no price for him to, you know, I mean, if you and me called the Montreal Canadiens and paid to go play with those guys, they wouldn't allow us to do it. But he earned that to go and learn and be on the ice, and it's going to be a process. I think everybody wants everybody quick, and I always say everything quick. It's always quick. Ryan learning the pro game right now. He's got a good attitude about it. And we're going to coach him through his process.
This last question here. Sorry. Just on the same theme here. You just talked about Caden it not being his best game and the process. Is that not necessarily a bad thing?
No, it's not at all. It's not at all. I mean, and it's expected. But even a goalie in the American League, a veteran of 7-8 season, will have a game where they're not their best game. That doesn't mean he's bad. And Caden's been very solid since the beginning of the year. And he's going to have a chance to go back on Saturday. So for me, it's part exactly. It's going to happen. I mean, every great goalie, and I don't think it was horrible between you and I. I just think it was a tough game for him because we, you know, didn't give much at the beginning. And a couple of bad bounces there. If you look, like, and I said in French, it's one of those games. If you look at the goals, guys, like, again, it's unbelievable how it was just a, you know, little thing. And the fourth one, and thank God it didn't beat us, is, Jolson blocks the shot. He goes out the corner. Like, it was one of those things. So, on Caden, not stress. It's good. It's going to be back tomorrow working, and I'm going to go back at it.
Can you talk about Charlie Hudon? He had another good game.
I thought he did really well. He's been doing good for a little bit, but not just on goals, on execution, and on playing the right way and stuff. So, it's just a matter of him. Keep going that way. I'm happy where his game is heading. I'm happy where he's going. Obviously, it's not the result I want. At the end of the day, I got to look at the overall performance from a lot of guys. It was pretty good. The power play was snapping it around pretty good, and we could have scored. We had 5 posts, guys, so let's not kid ourselves here. You play like this, you're going to take game away, and it's good that it happens to us. So we learned that, you know, this game doesn't allow you to. I don't think it was selfishness. I don't think it was lack of effort. I don't think it was anything. Even in second period, if we look at the second period, take a couple of minutes away, a couple of plays, and we were still a good, really good team on the ice. So it's one of those games. Put it away. I like the momentum we have. I like the way we execute. I feel we're playing fast. A couple of guys can obviously play a little better, but let's go and see what we do on the weekend.
What do you make of Hudon's confidence from the beginning of the AHL season to this point?
It's a lot for a guy. You know, he's in the AHL. Things didn't work out. He's coming with us, and I'm asking him to change his mindset on a lot of plays. I got to tip my hat to him. I was hard and demanding on him, and, you know, I mean, I've put him in the bay window and challenged him. And remember a few weeks ago I said the next 15 games are crucial, and he's answering it well. And it's just not on goals. That's what it's defending. It's on, and even when he makes mistake or little things, he comes to the bench. I don't even need to know. He knows it's not in his repertoire now. We're taking those away. And for me, it's what we want out of the player. I'm not expecting them to go on the ice and be perfect. And I'm not going to be perfect, guys. I can tell you after every game, I'm like, oh, I should have done this. I should have put this guy. I should have treated him. Even tonight, I'm like, oh, maybe. But at the end of the day, they're my player. I got to coach them, be hard on them, give them a little leeway so they can play. And then tomorrow we'll go back on.
Last question.
Now with tonight's game, with a 1 point, sorry, you guys are first place in the North Division. Does that change how the, like, the way the opponents, you guys, I guess, prepare for.
I think teams watch game, they pre-scout, they see. that changed nothing for me standing, to be honest. We got to play the same way. We still got to make sure we're pushing the pace the way we're doing. We're not going to change anything. We're going to get the guys in the lineup. We're going to keep everybody fresh. I want that attitude where, you know, we're not slacking off. We're not, everybody's got to chip and do their job and chip away. So teams can come after us. If we're not good enough, we're not good enough. That's it. That's all.
Thanks, coach.
Et on a tout fait ça en unisson.